Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Tay Tay news this morning. Still holding on to some top spots on the Billboard 200, but now she's only sold 338,000 copies. That's it, of her latest album. But they do say that is a 92% drop from its debut week. So is the honeymoon over for Tay Tay? Might be. Might be. Kind of fizzling out fast this time.
I mean, it turns out you can't make the same song over and over and over again and have people keep listening.
Well, that's just the thing, too, is like quality over quantity. Yeah. I think a lot of musicians are just trying to release a lot of music at once and without, like, the thing about Taylor is she did do some press beforehand. But the new thing is just to surprise people with it. And I think that.
Yeah, the Biebs did that.
You know,
with the
but even Beyonce,
albums.
And yeah. You know what I mean? Like, there's so many artists who try the surprise route, but with Taylor, I think it
is more of the same.
It's the quantity. Like, she's like, look at this I'm putting out, and then here's the deluxe version. And here's
another version, and here's secret pictures and secret poems and crappy hairbrushes, and
there's a lot.
It's the oversaturation of Taylor Swift.
Yeah, you may have to change things up there.
I love this mom in California. I love this mom. She bought an old Scream mask at the Goodwill. And found out it was worth a lot more than what she had paid for it. So these masks actually came out like 5 years before the Scream movie hit, ghost face masks. So she found this mask that was from 1991 at a Goodwill, bought it, and then threw it up on eBay. Here she is.
I put it on an eBay auction starting at 99 cents because A, I don't know about these things, and B, I'm not here to price gouge. And within 30 minutes, it went from 99 cents to $405. And then the day after that, $540. And a few days after that, $560. And then with an hour left of auction, it jumped to $700. And the winning bid was $780.
Isn't that great? That's a thrifter's find right there. She picked up this goofy mask for a buck at a Goodwill and made damn near $800 on it.
Don't you think
you probably should have pulled it off of eBay and then been like, hey, how much can I actually get for this?
Yeah, right?
I imagine she was doing research. I don't know.
I don't know.
Can you yank it?
Oh, yeah.
Excuse me?
Yours.
Yank
it whenever you want.
I think you can yank it whenever you want.
Okay.
That's just one more thing I wish I hung on to, though.
Like, did you have one?
Absolutely.
Who didn't have one
back in
the day? Pre-Scream or post-Scream?
I didn't have it.
Like, well, when they came out, that movie came out, it was everywhere.
It exploded.
So, so after the movie came out, I bought one. But still,
it wouldn't have been worth any money. This needs to be the one before the movie came out.
But you don't think it'd still be worth a little bit of
money? No, because they mass-produced them then at that point. Everybody had them. They're still coming out with them.
Well, never mind then.
Yeah.
I wasn't that cool to buy one before.
You would have got nothing. Sorry, bro. What else is going on? Oh, we got to talk about this story. This young woman was at a gas pump, pumping her gas, and she decided to go online with a public service message to wear gloves every time you pump gas. So you need to go out and put on, like, surgical gloves before you pump gas. And she's like hitting this hard online, and her videos are taking off, and here's why.
I don't know who needs to hear this, but please start carrying gloves when you are going to the gas station. I was at a gas station not long ago, and I witnessed with my own two eyes a man at the pump in front of me reaching into his pants and aggressively scratching his and using that same hand to grab the pump to put it back. Ever since I saw that, I've never been the same.
So the guy was going to town on his booty. When you got an itch, you got to scratch it, right? But then he grabbed the gas pump, and now she's wearing gloves and encouraging other people to do that.
I mean,
those handles are filthy.
They are.
They're filthy.
You kind of know that.
But you know going in. That's why I have my little bottle of dirty squirty there in the car.
But that's the thing is I am trying to avoid like gas pumps because of the residue and, you know, certain things that can be on that handle. I never once thought that somebody's butt scratching leftovers were left on
little
that.
Butt juice.
You know
but
what
that's
I mean?
The same thing, too. Like, it's like the same when you shake someone's hand.
Yeah, you can have butt juice anywhere.
You just never know.
My wife also aggressively avoids the gas pumps because I'm constantly filling up her freaking car and it's constantly on E. So she avoids those gas pumps as well.
You're doing a good service there, sir.
20 years.
Just saying.
Just trying to stay healthy, Jer.
Yeah.
20 years. I kid you not. On Friday morning, it's last Friday morning, on my way to my colonoscopy, Nick Nack was driving. Because I was far too weak to drive.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, oh my God, I got to stop and get gas. And we pulled in the gas station, and I looked over at her. I go, do you even remember how to do this? And she got mad at me.
Oh.
I was like, do you remember how to do the gas? And then I handed her the gas rewards card for like the card. At Maverick, you know, you swipe it. It's your reward points. She went out and started swiping that first before her credit card, had to reopen the door and be like, this isn't working. I'm like, I just smiled. I go, no, honey, credit card first.
Then rewards.
Then rewards. And she just slammed the door on me.
Whatever.
Do you even remember how to pump gas?
She's like, I knew that.
Do you remember?
Shut up, Jeremy.
Good. She closed the door. I went, huh.
Yeah. I can hear you do that, actually.
I just smile.
Yep.
Josh has, like, the biggest sports news ever this morning.
Let's go. The Broncos came back from a huge deficit. The first time in NFL history that a team went 0-0-0. 33 points in the fourth quarter.
Boom. Yeah.
They went zeros through three-fourths
so
of the
fun.
Game.
Yeah.
While the... I mean, I've never seen anything like this. Like, the
it
game...
It was intense.
It was the most... Like...
I was even going, yeah!
Yeah! Yeah!
It was the most frustrating. Like, it pissed me off. I was so angry at the Broncos for 57 of the 60 minutes of
yeah,
the game.
Same.
Until finally they come back and we have some sound of the final call and Bo Nix in disbelief afterwards.
Will Lutz, 39-yard field goal for the win. He got it! Denver's won!
Bo, congratulations on the win. What an insane game. How would you just describe that fourth quarter and the finish to this one?
Well, I feel bad for the people that left early.
That's right.
A complete team effort in the fourth quarter. It was really bad there for a point. The morale was low on the sideline, but guys never quit. Took a few plays, and then next thing you know, Will Lutz is kicking a game winner. And I can't believe it. I haven't really had one like that, so that's a first for me. But I love our team.
That is such a great line. I feel bad for everybody that left early.
Yeah.
Because you missed a killer ending.
You did. And that's the thing is I was watching that game in Chicago. So I was in Chicago watching NFL Red Zone. And so like, if you're familiar, it goes through all the games.
All
so,
the games. You're like, go back.
I know. Like, I want to watch that one. Oh, my gosh. So they stuck on that one for pretty much the entirety of that last, like, you
Good,
know,
as
that
they
last
should.
Drive.
Yes.
But it was just insane. I didn't want to leave for the airport because it was just I was so stuck to the TV. And I was like, I can't. Not leave.
Did you
I will
see them
so chance good. This?
Did you see them cut to the Giants sideline after the game?
Yes.
Throwing his headphones.
Oh my gosh!
Yes.
Throwing the head coach yes. Brian Daboll throwing the headphones. The quarterback, the new quarterback for the Giants,
disbelief,
was
right?
Like hands, yeah. Face in his hands. Almost it looked like he was almost
well,
crying.
And then that kicker on their
Jackson
side
Dart.
That missed the extra point.
The two,
yeah.
Two of them, yeah,
two.
And to shank it. Ray Finkel.
Yeah.
He's not going to be on the team. He's the backup already because their Graham Gano is their main kicker. He has like a hamstring injury or something. I don't think he'll be on the team.
That poor guy.
I feel so
I mean, go
bad
Broncos,
for him.
But that poor guy. And I love all the little references to DT as well because DT inducted into the Ring of Fame
yeah.
During halftime. And there was like 33 seconds left with the ball. DT was 33 when he passed away. We won by a score of 33-32.
There was an interview with Peyton Manning at halftime, and he seriously got choked up talking about him. And it broke my heart because Demaryius was truly one of the nicest people. And so all those little things that happened throughout the game.
How was he not there?
It was so
like,
cool to see
that. He was
there.
He really
you know? Was. Yeah.
And it was just like the whole win was such a huge win for Bronco country.
So fun.
Wait a minute. We're in
first place.
First place in AFC West.
Which is
first
so cool.
Place. Take that, KC.
Denver
so
is
crazy.
Rocking it right now. Abs yeah. in first place. Broncos in first place. It is a good place to be right now.
It is. Yeah. Okay.
What else is going on?
What do we got?
You can get drunk with the Colorado State Patrol. Yeah.
Let's do it.
Not again.
It's no. It's called a wet lab, so it's not an open bar. Don't take it that way. But what they do is they bring in volunteers who consume measured amounts of alcohol in a controlled environment while the cadets practice field sobriety tests and observation techniques. Because this is something that they need
to know what to look
to
for.
To become a Colorado State Trooper. So they have people in the community come in and literally take like shots and have drinks. And there's like so many things they take into consideration.
And then they monitor you.
They do. So
and then it's
not,
a lot of, I love you, man.
Yeah.
I love you, troopers.
Not, you are not getting up and singing karaoke. This is like an actual
you
thing you have to
yes.
do. You do get drunk. But again, it's very scientific. Like they're taking into consideration your height and your weight and whether you're a man or a woman. And
what an awkward
you know what
thing
I mean?
To sign up for,
I
though.
I know. Like,
it's
it's not fun drinking.
Everything aside, they are just normal people. They are troopers. But they're, probably in their uniforms and everything, and you're getting drunk in front of them. Like, I couldn't do it, I don't think.
Here's the thing, though. You know that this is, like, the best day of the year for CSP. Like, I'm going to work overtime. I'm working that day. I want to see all the civilians get drunk
and try your badge.
Exactly.
Ossifer.
Can I have your handcuffs?
Like, I want to be a fly on the wall in these rooms when all this is going down. Because you know the people are like, man, I can get away with so much right now.
I wonder if anybody actually gets arrested during this event, though. Like, you start throwing punches or something if you're an angry drunk.
I'm sure if it gets a little aggressive like that, but...
We need friendly drunks to
sign up. No, try not to do that.
Ossifer.
Try not to throw bows at
Ossifer.
CSP when you're doing the wet lab. Like, calm yourself.
Can they come up with a better name for this, too? The wet lab?
It's so bad.
I'm going to start using that term right now.
Wet lab.
Yeah, the old wet lab.
What are we running? In a wet lab around here.
Like, the old wet lab over there is always on the couch.
Yeah. But I'm sure for this one, they have all of their people signed up. But just if you're interested, look at their website. See if it's
something you want to get drunk with cops.
Want to get in on.
Somebody's going to be like, free drinks. Let's go.
Also, you're helping the cadets. Like, that's the thing, is this is something they need to know. So what better place to do it?
I'm just doing my civic duty.
In a controlled environment. I like it. Go do your civic duty, Josh.
Duty. Duty. Ossifer duty.
Okay, and then just one more.
Do the Excel.
That's what I'm going to do.
Okay, good.
Yesterday, Excel warned. Actually, they put out on their social media, and they sent alerts to a lot of people in the area as well, that they may have to interrupt power because of the elevated fire weather risks. Right now, it's going to be super windy today. So they sent out that message. We may have to interrupt your power, and they're talking Denver. Like, there was a lot of people in the Denver area. And then they corrected that. They're like, wait a minute, never mind. Like, we won't have to interrupt your power, actually.
That's good.
They may have to. That's the thing, is like, with these things going on, it's a complete, like, safety thing. So for them to be able to reduce the effects of wildfires and whatnot, which we're already so susceptible to, this is just one way that they can kind of, lessen that. But they're not going to have to do that today, even with it being super windy.
Good.
But be aware. Don't start any open fires out there, okay? Just be careful.
The one thing I was going to do today, I was going to go home and burn some tires in the backyard.
Don't you dare do it.
Tires and leaves was on my list.
Don't do it, Jeremy.
Burn them.
That red flag warning in effect pretty much all day today. So be
aware. All right.
There you go.
Beware. Here's some sexy talk. I'd like to get a whole home generator.
Oh.
Anyone with me? Nicole's aunt and uncle have one in Iowa, and he loves it. He's like, whenever the power goes out, he's like, boom, you hear it kick on, and you've got power. You're the only house in the neighborhood with the lights on.
How much is that running you?
That's a lot.
Yeah.
Holding me back.
All your neighbors would come to your house, though?
Like, I thought about that. Like, in an emergency,
it's
going on for
milk?
Like
I know,
2 weeks,
yeah.
And then you're the only house with power, you're going
to
be a target.
They're going to ask you to hold all their frozen
meat
and stuff.
But I still want it. I still want it. Like, especially like in the winter, it always freaks me out. Like, if we're to lose power for like a week.
Heat, yeah.
Yeah.
It would be chilly.
You want to go havesies?
Josh,
you come
I'm
over and live
over.
In my basement.
Yeah,
or what?
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Come on. If I paid for half, let me.
I
have
wonder
the
what that runs. If anybody knows, give me a jingle. I want a whole home generator.
Oh my god!
Just because it sounds badass too.
It does. Got
have
a whole
buddies
home
over.
Generator.
Have a couple Mickey Ultras there in the garage, and then you wander around to the side of the house, boys. Boys, come look at my whole home generator.
Oh, gosh.
Come look at this thing. When the power goes out, it kicks on. And they'll be like, whoa, bro.
That's not a half home.
Somebody's made it, huh? Somebody's made it. What a dork.